This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, it's time for your weekly check-in when it comes to farming and agriculture in America. The real strength in American farming is on the farms run by the American family farmer, the businesses that support farmers in that realm, the family-owned farm business, the ag co-op, that sort of thing, and then the locavores who support what we do on our farms. I'm an American family farmer, Doug Steffen, here with a focus first on the podcast, which we have every week available for you, the highlights of conversations that we have with people that are important to agriculture who have found solutions to problems. That's really the basis for doing this program. The American Family Farmer is aimed at helping all of you come up with ideas to make your farm more viable. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Eliza McLean, who is the owner of Cane Creek Farm. She's a lifelong, like me, exposed to the farm life for most of her life. And so she's got a very important story to tell and a way for you to understand what goes on Cane Creek Farm. First, a reminder about our podcast that's presently posted at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I talked to syrup makers Paul Haldeman and Deanne Nelson of Zor Tapetry, T-A-P-A-T-R-E-E. They've set up a really amazing syrup story. They introduce consumers to a world of different flavors in their products in this podcast. They come from Rodman, New York. They've launched the small batch way of doing maple syrup, not in a huge, like, the again, this is small family farming versus the huge conglomerates that make that crappy syrup that comes from corn syrup. This is real maple syrup. So if you go to the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you listen, find out the important things to look for when you're buying maple syrup, whether you're making it. There are great tips there on making it and also how to know what you're buying. So visit also their website, tapetry.com, to find out more about their process and how to purchase their syrups. That's what's at the podcast right now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Looking around the world of agriculture as we really now are pretty much full swing into 2018, strong consumer confidence, a lot of people are talking about the expanding global economy, the persistent economic recovery news, and rural America is not isn't going the other way. Rural America in many ways is showing some improvement. But if you're getting optimistic, maybe you need to temper that just a little bit because of belt tightening. There are lingering financial stresses, especially if you're in the dairy business, but low commodity prices across the board, beef and grains and that sort of thing, corn, soy. There's a report called The Year Ahead, Forces That Will Shape the U.S. Rural Economy, that comes from the biggest lender in agriculture, an outfit called CoBank, headquartered, I believe, in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken. It's a bank that pretty much funds all, it's like the Fed for farms. It funds all of the other institutions like Pioneer. Each region of the country has its really large agricultural bank, but they get their fund from CoBank. Their expertise has gotten them to, in a summation, say the following. The rural economy is uniquely impacted by what happens in Washington, the broader economy, and what's going on around the world. In the coming year, rural America will rise with the broader economic tide, but we'll also have to contend with barriers to prosperity. And so I'll read between the lines here, looking a little bit more at the report, but the things you hear me consistently talk about as a dairy person is how the big ag conglomerates, the mostly Suiza Foods, Dean Foods, the Suiza family, have basically, not to be too crude, screwed the American farmer. $14 milk, it's ridiculous. And the prices keep going down because there's more market. The huge agribusinesses that have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 cows, the quality of the milk is horrible, and the life of the cow on the farm is horrible, but it produces a lot of milk, and they want to sell in volume because they think that's where the money is. Meanwhile, family farmers like me that used to milk 100 cows, 40 cows, 200 cows, even a family farmer that milks 1,000 cows, has a tough time making it because the numbers just are not there. And there are other things. We're getting a lot of pushback from milk that would come from other sources, from other countries. And that's the same thing in the other, all the commodities. Beef, pork, lamb, poultry products, the grains. All of this is something that's been affected because our economy is so good. And it then becomes expensive, you know, things cost more in a good economy, and it's harder to produce on the farm. So instead of helping to mitigate this problem, the easy thing is for these big corporate entities to go buy offshore and bring the stuff in here. And, of course, that means that the family farmer takes it in the neck one more time. What about the consuming side of this? What about the local boards? What about the people who are buying the food? There's really strong consumer confidence. Unemployment rates are at their best for, what, almost the last 20 years, I think. And wages have been growing faster. You saw the reports this past week about the 1%, most of them Americans, and what that's doing to the economy, the money that's being made on the upper end. Then you look at the stock market, and you know that a lot of farmers are getting wealthy by understanding their commodity, by betting on themselves. And I think that really, in the long and the short of it, if you're betting on yourself, I'm going to bet you're going to have a better year. And that's the way I read this economic overview from CoBank. In a moment, we're going to meet the lady who runs Cane Creek Farm. Eliza McLean joins us on the American Family Farmer. You may have heard me talking to Dr. Douglas Howard, who's the founder of Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a company that produces fruits and vegetables. So you can say, what's so remarkable about that? Well, what's remarkable about Balance of Nature products is they take the veggies and the fruits that they're growing on their own farms and they powder them. They cook them if it's appropriate. They process them. They powder them, put them into capsules so that you get the benefit of 9 to 11 servings of fruits and 11 to 13 different vegetables every day when you have one of these capsules from the fruit bottle, the vegetable bottle, every morning and every night. You will, over the period of 7 to 10 days, boost your immune system by over 700%. And one of the great things about Balance of Nature is they provide a health coach at no charge to you. So when you go online to order at balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, and that's how you will get access to a free month supply of both of the things. And actually, there's a third participant product they have called Fiber and Spice that you want to find out about as well. Because between the fruits and the veggies and the spices and the fiber, you have all you need to enhance your immune system, to keep strong during the confrontations your body, your health will have during the cold winter months. So help yourself to health. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get on the program. First month free of the fruits and veggies that work on your immune system to get it where it needs to be. Balanceofnature.com. The special deal comes when you use the code DJV.
Have you?
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new...
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. Intro only.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
18 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. Let's spend a few minutes being introduced to Eliza McLean from Cane Creek Farm. I'm sure you were listening to some of the things I was saying about the farm economy. As an introduction to you and to your farm, what do you think the rural economy? You're down in North Carolina. Are you in a really rural setting or sort of a suburban setting, Eliza?
Good morning, Doug. I am... kind of both. I'm in a very rural county in North Carolina, but I'm at the southern end of it, right near Chapel Hill and Burlington, which is not far from Greensboro. So I'm really technically in the Triangle area, which is, I guess, suburban rather than real, real rural. My village only has a blinking light. Doesn't even have a stoplight.
Really? Oh, I love those places.
Yeah.
Move to one of those places. So how would you rate your economy there in general? Jobs, businesses, that sort of thing. In other words, the people that support your farm, are they coming from prosperity, or are they not doing so well?
The people that support my farm, and we have a butcher shop as well, are really those coming from prosperity, and we're pretty dependent on them. We have a really loyal following, have for about 15 years now, for Cane Creek's products, and especially once we opened the butcher shop, even in this little village, it's become a destination place. I do bring my product to town as well to sort of capture more of that customer base, but I'm reliant, unfortunately, on a not terribly diverse, pretty well-off community. But I get to live in rural America in the best of both worlds. So I'm very lucky. I'm not a Midwestern farmer with a lot of acres that really has to travel far to capture their market or compete with the big guys.
How much land do you have, Eliza?
I farm on about 80 acres, so I own 37, and I'm lucky enough to get 50 next door to lease for modest amount.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that is a saving grace for all of us. I use about 800 acres of land on my farm, and I own about 140. It's finding now the land, making it available and using it and supporting agriculture, which is one of the things I want to talk to you about as we continue here. CaneCreekFarm.us is the website for Cane Creek Farm. It's 21 after the hour.
It's
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, it's the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with usually the owner of a farm that's done well in their surroundings, and thus the story of Eliza McClain, the owner of Cane Creek Farm. Cane Creek Farm, it's with a C. Cane with a C. Creek, obviously, with a C. CaneCreekFarm.us. So you started life on the farm, well, at least in your teen years, working with a vet, is that right? Or you were influenced a lot by a veterinary technician. How did that influence, how did you work that in your school and in your home life, Eliza?
Well, I've always thought I would be, I always did think I would be a vet. So, you know, as a young person, I kind of challenged that by becoming a vet tech, working in kennels and working my way up to assisting the vets and that sort of thing. And I did, like a precocious teen does, tried to balance everything, sports, the paper route, being the oldest, blah, blah, blah. I just had a lot of energy. But most sort of influential during those years was living with an Amish family, which I was lucky enough to do, was interested in breaking horses. And so I got very lucky as a senior and got to spend 6 weeks with them as a sort of senior project and come back and kind of report on it. And I ended up basically going out to that farm for the next 5 years, every break from college, and didn't really think that would make me who I am now, but I think that had a lot to do with it because I sort of came full circle, and I really liked the way they mixed their species and, you know, fed themselves and all that sort of thing. And that's kind of what I do now.
You're feeding yourself, your family. What do the people in your family think about this? You're running this. So are there others in your family that are helping you, or are you pretty much doing this all on your own?
That's a good question. I'm doing it all on my own. I have a lot of support. You know, people will, we have a veterinary emergency going on right now with a sow, very unusual for pigs to have a pig stuck, but I've had that situation for the last 24 hours with a young gilt having her first litter, and I've been up all night with her, and everybody knew it, but no one gets up with me. So, you know, they're gentle with me in the morning. They bring me my coffee, and they ask how it went, but they don't come down and hold the light.
I'm on your website right now, canecreekfarm.us, a picture of you holding a piglet. And wondering, so the farm is it a multi-purpose farm? Do you have produce and also animals? How do you decide what you're going to be selling, what the best products are to meet your market?
Well, in this state and in Iowa and I guess others, but especially those two, I sort of looked at various farming practices. I was lucky enough to get a master's at Duke in environmental toxicology, and as I was job hunting, really thought a lot about agricultural practices and what they do to the environment, and kind of decided to put my money where my mouth was and steward an animal on the land and not in a big, confinement operation. And I chose pigs. I thought they were interesting. I thought they were smart, dignified, and lived a pretty undignified life in an alternative system. So when I got into it, I realized that, you know, the bigger animals, cows and pigs in particular, are really the money makers. To really invest in things like chickens and vegetables when you're already raising livestock is a little hard to do. It's a little apples and oranges, but the balance is very important. Mm-hmm. We've got all these animals on the land, pairing it up and pooping on it and things like that. You really need to think of a good way to...
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down.
Jeff Stephan here with more of this week's American Family Farmer. Check out the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The focus on a farm in North Carolina and a little town whose name I cannot pronounce. Saxapaha. How's that? Is that okay, Eliza? Saxapaha? Is that right?
But we say it's Saxapaha. So you, the emphasis is at the beginning so you can roll through all those A's but still say them.
So you're in the produce business. You have animals that you're growing and supplying the meat to your customers. I wonder, you seem like sort of, I've never talked to you before, I didn't know anything about your farm until today, but you seem like sort of, and I say this in the most positive way because I am kind of this way, a sort of new age family farmer. I've grown up and learned a lot from the people who preceded me, but I have a lot of new attitudes toward the animals, especially. I'm not a produce guy. I'm a dairy guy. But I can't slaughter my animals, and I can't eat them. And I don't do that. That's not dairy, not necessarily about that. But it seems that that's part of what you do. How do you work your way through that? Because you look like, as we were describing that pig earlier, you get into the lives of the animals that you're raising, but sooner or later they're going to end up on somebody's table. So how do you work that through?
The easiest way to sort of approach it for me is the joy of producing them. I am a farrow to finish operation, so I have all the breeding stock. I've got the mamas. I raise them on pasture, rotating aggressively over the farm, and then I bring the sows about a week to two before they're going to farrow into a farrowing house, which is sort of a cozy 8x8 stall with a safe area for the piglets where I can, you know, put a light or a heating pad or something this time of year. And bringing all those guys into the world, the sows do most of the work. They don't need assistance as much as a lot of other livestock animals, but They, you know, the size disparity is tremendous, so the possibility of crushing exists, and I watch for good maternal ability and instinct, and that's how I select my sows, and to sort of be a part of that whole process of letting a pig be a pig and having fun and then showing me that they have the signs of being a good mother and letting them stay longer than, you know, the weight of a market pig. I can't do that if I don't have a market for these animals. I can't keep producing animals if they don't go somewhere. And if they are carefully raised and then carefully slaughtered, and I'm very, very lucky to have a place only 40 minutes from me where the man that does take their life has been doing it every single day for 45 years. He is also an animal lover and very good at it, very gentle, very calm. And you know, they move around on trailers or walking with me on my farm, so to get on that last trailer ride is not a big stressor for them. I'm there with them when they are killed, and it allows my land and myself to breathe and get ready for the next round. And I'm feeding in intensely high quality food, great tasting food. I have a very loyal customer base that drives, you know, to find me. And if I keep it small and I feed my village and a few others beyond, it just sort of makes, I guess in the words of Temple Grandin, it makes me more human. I feel raising animals is a very positive thing. And you know, if I've handled the entire process responsibly and to the best of my ability, I can stand behind it and be okay with knowing that these little animals that I love are, well, basically going to be replaced by other animals that I love. I don't think humans are going to stop eating meat. You know,
no, they aren't. I always look at it in a personal sense. That's all. I have a harder time, but you've done a good job of rationalizing it. You have a business. They provide a service people are going to want, and you apparently have found quite a good customer base. Not only are people coming to the farm, but you're selling the meat to chefs, and you go to farmers markets that are all in that area. So, and you just said a few minutes ago that people really know that you're there now. Is it word of mouth, or do you do other promotional things?
Mostly word of mouth, but I was, my timing, and I really think, looking back on it all, so much of life is about timing and the luck of
sure
timing.
Is. It sure is.
I really sort of, I fell into this whole thing wanting to make a difference in the pig world and do something a little different. And as I tried it out, I found this just tremendous demand that I have never been able to meet. And so I've had the luck of being able to decide how big or how small I want it to be and who I want it to sell to. And I've really, unfortunately, tried it all because that's a bit exhausting. But when the economy tanked in 08, in 09 and 2010, I suddenly had more customers and more desire and more demand than I'd ever had before. And I was so surprised. I thought everybody was going to be too poor to pay for my products because my prices are high.
Yeah.
But it turned out there were folks that had lost their jobs, they'd lost their benefits, partner in a marriage was home and had the time to go to a farmer's market, explore eating better, keeping the kids out of the doctor's office, et cetera, et cetera. And the next thing I knew, I had University of North Carolina and Duke and Elon and all these colleges saying, we want your stuff in our dining halls. And so that's what I mean about timing. I couldn't have ever predicted that. And so for those,
I'm looking at a list of the people who work there with you. The kind of agriculture you're involved in, more and more women are fancying either owning farms or working on farms. This looks like an almost all-woman co-op here. And the old-timers would say, oh, women aren't made for that kind of work and, you know, other nonsense like that. I find a lot of the women that I'm encountering on this program and in my own family life on the farm are rugged individuals in a spiritual sense, in an emotional sense, in a physical sense. Do you fit into the people who you have working with you, fit into that mold?
Absolutely. And that list you're looking at is probably a bit dated because I don't service my website as often as I should because I'm too busy. But I have two of those women that are probably on there come back every summer to give me a break. I mean, they love this farm so much. They're still in agriculture. In fact, I think I almost have 100% attrition from this farm directly into some other either farming operation themselves or something a little higher up on the food chain, but they've been moved enough to stay, you know, in this business. Right now I have one right-hand man that I can't live without. He's literally standing next to me holding the baby so we don't have too much noise in the background, and he's worked for me 5 years this month, and we do the whole thing together, except for we get some summer break help.
Yeah, well, so that's a good thing.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. Finding people that share whatever the values are. And you also have, what I like about this, and I'm trying to establish it on my farm in Massachusetts. And by the way, if you want to go check out my facility, it's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. It's totally built around the cows. There's nothing else going on there. Although I could do other things. I don't choose to at the moment, but there are other things you can do with land. I have a lot of open pasture, about as much land in pasture as you have there, maybe a little bit more. And it's kind of cool. It just, for me, it has become a lifestyle that I wouldn't want to ever be without. And but the way I attract people to the farm to get them to engage is a little different because I live in a different atmosphere. I'm a suburban community. I'm the only real farm in town, and it's pretty close to Boston. So you have a lot of people who want to do other things, and you've done that. It looks to me like you're accommodating people who, or maybe it's part of what you need to do to make this sustainable. But I want to talk to you in a moment about the other activities that you have at Cane Creek Farm. CaneCreekFarm.us, the website. Eliza McLean here at 43 past the hour.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Every January, Las Vegas hosts the biggest tech show of the year, CES. I was there, and here are some things to watch for in 2018. If you're sensitive to the sun, you may want to check out L'Oreal's UV Sense, a tiny sensor you wear on your fingernail for detecting ultraviolet exposure to the sun. It's battery-free, includes an NFC antenna, a temperature sensor, and a UV sensor. Honda's new concept robots were pretty cool and designed to detect human emotion. In a demo, the robot's glowing face changed expression as it greeted the crowd. And then there was Samsung's 146-inch TV called The Wall. It's the first modular TV, meaning users can alter the size and shape of the wall so it can be used as a multi-purpose display. More on the top tech at CES is at ces.tech.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some information about the Trump administration through the Department of Agriculture releasing an outline of priorities for farm legislation. The legislation calling for having food stamp recipients work, which has been a long time priority for a lot of people, and I think it is far overdue. It's interesting how the Agriculture Department and the Farm Bill have to do with this, which really isn't anything. It has nothing to do other than it's food oriented. Why is it the Department of Agriculture? People scratch their head all the time and wonder about it. The document, which was released this week, lists the priorities calling for supporting work as the pathway to self-sufficiency, well-being, and economic mobility for individuals and families. Now, I'm all for that. I checked that one off on my list. Last year, about 45 million people relied on food stamps to feed themselves. 45 million people. That's 44% of adults, or 44% of families with adults have food stamps. That's really amazing. And there are plenty of households that have earnings. They just don't earn enough to, depending on the size of the family, to pay all their bills. So the Farm Bill, it's monumental legislation, funds $100 billion worth of projects, and eating and farm policy go together here. And so in this circumstance, the bill is trying to fund the USDA, and the USDA says if you want to have food stamps, you better be working. That's the bottom line. And I think we all might agree with that. Many people on food assistance are working, so says a Democratic senator. But you know what? It's fair, it's right to encourage people to work. 46 past the hour, American Family Farmer time. I'm Doug Steffen. Eliza McLean is here from Cane Creek Farm. The way you get started, when I say you get started, I'm talking about people in general, but I guess more specifically, I want to know how you got financing. How'd you get into this? What enabled you to, in terms of investment, make this happen? Because you had to have some kind of sizable investment. You just can't start and do without some money behind you.
I fully agree, and I actually think I'm a really odd anomaly. I've been watching farms and certainly, after 20 years been mentoring a lot of new farmers, and really that is true. There needs to be some capital somewhere. When I started, I, managed to get myself a mortgage on a place that I really probably had no business getting because it was 2003 or something like that when mortgages were being given to anybody that had halfway decent credit. And I did start with a day job. I was running a swine herd at North Carolina A&T State University, and but I really wasn't making enough money to service that loan. So I shouldn't have got the mortgage, and I did get out from under it right before 08. But I started writing grants. I was working for the university system. I was collaborating with people at NC State. I really wanted to learn about farm transition. You know, older farmers that you've talked about the statistics of how you know who's leaving and who's not coming in as farmers, and there were grants out there. And as a woman, as a minority, I ranked really high, and I got them all. And
good
so
for
I
you.
Literally started. I literally started on grants, and then a John Deere farm. I can't remember what it's called. Farm something, some sort of credit, like a line of credit.
Yeah, farm. John Deere has a credit. The John Deere credit. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I did that for my feed, and then every other thing I did, buying livestock, buying equipment, was through grants. And with that little seed money, I got going, and I just peddled my wares. I mean, I drove a Suburban around with tiny twins with cases of tomatoes grown behind my pigs, and they had already tasted the pork, and they were like, bring us anything you got.
Yeah, good, so, good. All right, give me 30, 40 seconds on other activities that you encourage people to participate in. Coming to visit the farm involves what?
I actually thought you were going toward the Airbnb stuff. I'm sorry. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, the Airbnb, whatever it is, you've got visiting people there. I tell you what I'm going to do, because I want to spend a few more minutes with you. I don't normally, but I think you have a great story to tell, and I want to make it a complete picture for people, because the idea behind this program is to have folks like you come on, tell their story, and inspire other people who are looking for ways, if income is dried up on this side or that side, how do we make it work? Because most people are dedicated, as you know, farmers, once they're on the farm, they don't want to leave. So stand by. I want you to tell me a little bit more about that Airbnb and the things that you're doing beside just the farming to make this sustainable. 10 before the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer, I thought it a special opportunity for us to spend a few more minutes talking here with a lady that's created, isn't it great when you create something out of nothing? Eliza McLean has done just that at Cane Creek Farm because of her knowledge, her history with the animals, what she doesn't know, she learns about, she's able to provide products for the farmers market, for local restaurants, for clients that come to the farm, and I'm sure that this is going to be the start of something big, and it isn't even the start of something. You've been at it, you said, for 20-some-odd years, so you've got a handle on how to do the animals. So you also, though, are inviting people to come to the farm, which I find rather interesting. Some farms are doing this now, where they bring folks onto the farm and they charge them for an overnight, like a bed and breakfast kind of, and they work on the farm. They teach them about the farm. I'm not sure how much you're doing of that, but I do know that you promote the fact you can stay overnight in a yurt And if you don't know what a yurt is, Y-U-R-T, it's a round building. And I forget its origins. I know I was on a farm in California that had them, and I was thinking actually putting one up for a couple of people that work for me. So how would you better describe it?
Mine was given to me. I, being in this community, I've been very lucky with gifts of things. I inherited a bus that I built a bus when my twins, who are now 17, were in utero, and we rent that out still after I drove around the country with them in it for a little minute. And
really?
Then somebody else has parked a bus here that we've converted into a bedroom, and then we've got the yurt, and we've got a couple platforms and a sort of Appalachian Trail shelter, three-sided shelter that's on a cliff over a creek that we have here. So we've got these sort of rugged places, and people do use them year-round, but I need to make a disclaimer. And as I describe my sort of timing luck, I also have a lot of location luck. And I've been involved in this little village for a long time now. And one of the things that we've created, which has allowed for a butcher shop with not a lot of foot traffic to actually, you know, stay alive, is we're on a river. We've got some canoeing and kayaking. We have a world-class brewery that has cool new issues all the time, and people come from everywhere. We've got two farm-to-table restaurants, actually three, and this wonderful place called the Haw River Ballroom, where Gillian Welsh and her husband Dave Rawlings just played two shows this weekend.
Right.
And it is about a five-minute barefoot walk on a grassy path from there to here. So I am right downtown in this cool little place with a cool little venue. So my way of dealing with tours and people curious about where their food comes from and coming to this farm, with only two of us working, it's a really hard thing to deal with volunteers as much as we love them. It's a hard thing to deal with tours. We just don't really have the time in our workday. So we invite people to utilize these little accommodations, go to a show, come home, you know, after a few beers, not having to drive. So that's a nice little perk. And then they can wake up in the morning and follow us doing chores and feeding the animals. So it's a way of double monetizing what I do. And it's been tremendous. I really don't think I could be this small and not do that. One of the reasons I did get big for a while 10 years ago was to try to, you know, deal with the known small margins of raising products like this, but do more. And, you know, the get bigger, get out thing was never a very tasteful option to me, but I felt kind of pushed into it with that demand I described before. Then about 5 years ago, I just backpedaled massively. I was losing sight of things. All I was ever doing was managing people and fixing broken equipment. I wasn't really even enjoying farming anymore.
Yep, so been there, done that, and I know I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's refreshing to hear that you figured out a way around it. Well, you certainly are an inspiration for lots of people. Doesn't make any difference what age you are, what your background is, what your sex is. You can do all of these things and put your mind to it. So if you want to, again, explore what Eliza has done, go to canecreekfarm.us. She'll update her website now. She knows we're sending a lot of people there. Eliza McLean, good to have you here on the American Family Farmers, 59 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.